So what's the escape plan out of COVID? I mean, I get you might be listening to this long after it's all over, in like 2045. But right now, just before Christmas 2021, I do have to worry. What's the escape plan? I've had several things cancelled due to COVID in the last week. With this reason, we're not sure it's going to be possible. So better to cancel now. I mean, I get this if you're planning a tour show which costs millions to take overseas and it's due to come here, say, mid-January. I get it. But I'm not doing a massive tour show at the O2, unfortunately. A small gig in a venue in London costs nothing really to set up and promote. Keep it in the fucking diary. Keep it in the diary. People love cancelling, don't they? Well, let me tell you this. Michael Jackson didn't cancel. And he was half dead. He announced what? Originally, I think it was 12 dates in the UK in 2009. Long before COVID. Long before long COVID. But even without COVID, Michael Jackson, remember, was fucked. And rare for him, he was fucked by adults. Fucked by doctors and those around him. But he did not cancel. He was half dead and he did not cancel. Don't cancel. The only reason he cancelled is because he was dead. That's the only excuse I'm accepting now for cancelling. Certainly not. I would just get a sense that COVID is going to get really bad again. And as I say, if you listen to this in a couple of years' time and it did get really bad, well, you were right. No, you weren't right. Because whether or not you're right about it getting bad, as I say, right now it doesn't cost you any money to keep things in the diary. If you're an adult, you've got, like, at best, 60 Christmases left. And the last 20, let's face it, will be shit. If my stepnan was anything to go by, as she was scared shitless by party poppers, so we had to set them off in a separate room. How many do you want to cancel, you lazy fuck? Michael Jackson did not cancel. And he died. That is the level of commitment that has been lost. Now we've had this pandemic, it gives flaky fucks around the globe a lifetime license to cancel stuff for no reason. I'm cancelling, sorry. Why? Well, just a sixth sense it's going to go wrong again. What's the escape plan, guys? What's the way out? Or is the truth? Is the truth that many of us have stopped looking for the way out? Because we're happy in this shitty maze that has been created around us. I mean, I get it. It's winter. When someone cancels something you only half want to do, it's the best feeling in the world, isn't it? Stay in. Oh, yes. But I saw someone post on Facebook the other day. They posted this. Oh, I'm not sure whether I can be bothered to see friends anymore because of all this COVID stuff. Well, fair enough then. Let's give up. Let's get back on the Disney Channel, which I admit is better than anything you'll find outside of the house. So let's all give up on life based on a doomsday picture that they've painted in our heads. Or we can learn. Or we can learn from Michael Jackson. We can take a lesson from Michael Jackson and say, fuck these kids. Fuck these kids who give up. Only when you're dead should you even think of giving up. I had tickets to see that Michael Jackson concert, the O2. And I knew when I bought them, it would kill him. Everyone knew he was too weak. But even though we all knew we were killing Michael Jackson, we went ahead and bought tickets, didn't we? And forced 12 dates, the original 12 dates, to become 50. because we never give up. We never give up until he's dead and we're dead. And if you've given up, you're already dead. Keep going, people. Fight. Fight, God damn it. Now is the time to fight.